Al Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to all our listeners and frequent tunerinners. You're in with another episode of our podcast, The Muslim Mindset, episode 8. We've got the yellow background on tonight, so if you check up the Facebook page, I think last week, what color were we? Green? Last month?
It was Shrek green.
Or ogre green. Today we got, I don't know what yellow. It's a nice
sunshine yellow.
I like it. Joined with our regular host, I don't know, Chicken Ahmed Rafiq, and our second to regular
slide
host, Abdul Salam and Mezen Karush. I didn't snake you guys. You should have heard the last podcast by Ahmed. He snaked both of you guys.
Did I? I don't remember what I said. I probably did.
Sorry, Mezen.
I didn't expect any less from him.
You don't listen to the podcast. That's what I heard.
No, not really. I'm used to it. I'm meant to be on it, so.
Can I get you guys closer to the mics?
Why, you can't hear me?
I can hear you, but faintly.
I know you miss me, but like, hello?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Eat it, Mezen.
I feel like I will if I get any closer.
No, it should be alright. Maybe I've just got my volume too low.
Yeah, it could be.
There we go.
I can see my green's going up.
Green's good.
So how are the boys?
How you guys been?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm smashed, alhamdulillah, man.
You're not the one in your work clothes, bro. I'm just going to put that out there.
At least I can't change.
Yeah, wallah.
This guy. I'm such a whinger, aren't I?
The only thing I could have changed was my boots.
You can't be harder
working than Adnan. He took the day off.
And
he changed into his work clothes when he came here. That's what he done.
I heard he wears his work clothes on his days off.
Yeah. And he just goes... wakes up at 6 a.m. goes to the car.
How you guys been?
Alhamdulillah.
When did you guys go back to work?
I started on the 4th. Is that when everyone? Oh, some people went 4th and the 11th. I guess. Yeah, 4th. Alhamdulillah.
How about you, Ahmed?
Me on the 2nd. Just had the news.
Flex.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm the hardest worker here.
It's the busiest time of
year. Yeah, it is. It's the busiest time of year.
Everyone's trying to claim their healthcare. Just trying to get that
health fund, yeah, that's exactly right, man. But I'm glad it's over.
Alhamdulillah.
Looking forward to the next couple of months, inshallah.
What's in the next couple of months?
Inshallah.
It's just chill. It's more chill. This guy, get out of here.
Don't behave.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just asking. I'm just out of curiosity.
It's just
the viewers want to like, bro. Sorry, bro. The frequently asked question from the viewers is, "What's Ahmed's next couple of months look like?" We've been asked that question many times by the viewers, you know.
Do we even have any viewers? But that's a real question.
Yeah, if I reactivate Facebook, we'll probably get some.
Yeah, Said's probably still commenting every day. He's like, why don't these guys answer my questions?
The podcast isn't long enough for him to write a message down.
Okay.
He sends his essays in.
That's good, man. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
Did you guys go ahead with the readings? Did you guys read them?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
What page
but
was it?
I feel like I read these so long ago, bro.
176, yeah.
That's because you haven't been on a podcast.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Man, I'm finding this stuff. Are you guys still like engaged by the book?
With the book?
Yeah. Be honest, come on.
No, I'll be honest. I feel like
if you're not engaged, the readers aren't gonna, further, listeners aren't gonna be engaged.
Yeah, I feel like as we've gotten further in the book, some of the content starts to then obviously relate back to, I guess, very similar to the previous chapters. I wouldn't say it's like too repetitive because they're very specific points, but the concept, I guess, that's personal preference, personal opinion as we go through. But I don't think it's as repetitive as, for example,
I really don't think so, to be honest, especially when you're reading these chapters now. I remember, what was I saying? Like now it's starting to give, let's say if you want to read dot points as the chapter names, it's starting to be different. It's starting to be different. As you're saying here, remember people's names. The opinions of people, don't make a big deal out of correcting mistakes, hold the stick from the middle, don't talk down to others. So it's a bit different.
I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe we're just
always too good of a human that you satisfy all the boxes.
Stuff low to be like, man, what's wrong with you? Even though you're not lying, no, I'm
making the bad calls.
No, but like, I don't know, maybe it's because we've spoken about this stuff beforehand. I don't know.
As in, you mean in person or?
Maybe in person,
like,
or
what,
like,
I mean, he's such a good person.
Yeah,
you tend to go on tangents anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the tangents have brought us to this thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. But
that's right. The topics do change, and they have continued to change.
Yeah,
you do come across your odd gems.
MashaAllah, the Sheikh has a lot of stories, huh? The Sheikh has a lot of stories to add.
Yeah, but I still think, like, despite saying that, I still think that there's still a lot to learn from each of the individual chapters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, it's not it's not to dismiss that fact, but...
So what did you learn then? What did you learn from the first chapter, I guess?
Well, first you got to tell me which chapter we're going to.
Make them feel that you wish them well.
No, as in the page,
No, show them what... Yeah. Show them what you want best for them. That is page...
What page is that, Abdul?
That for yeah, our book, it's 170.
Yeah, that's right.
170.
Yeah.
Start us up, Adnan, since you're already on the page.
Oh, okay.
This chapter, probably not my favorite chapter. Hard to implement this. It's saying it's basically telling you, telling the reader to what's it called? Make it known that to others that you want the best for them. And obviously, the easiest way to picture this is just through kind words and loving words, etc. A point I liked was he was saying that he gave an example where there was a female doctor who's had the attention of all her clients, all her clients, and they really were, what's the word called, attracted to her or the way she was, I don't know, how do you explain it? What's the word? Okay, you guys are going to
inclined.
Inclined to her. And the only reason why is that once a client called up the doctor, the doctor would call him back, say, give me 5 minutes and call him back. And it would take that 5 minutes to read that client's history, family, etc. So that when she called him, when she called the client in 5 minutes later, she had a basis to talk and discuss with them. And a client would feel that this doctor would really love her and remember all this information. When in fact, the doctor went the extra mile just to get the information.
We have that. We have that at our clinic where, like, other than the patient's date of birth, name, number, you have other things like their hobbies, or you have a text section where you can write stuff about them. So my boss or staff members will write, like, a very nice patient, deal with them accordingly, help them out, whatever.
Mm.
Sometimes you open it in front of the patient because they're, like, literally standing over your shoulders.
Yeah, your shop is like
and
that.
And you see it, and sometimes you got to close it because you don't want them to see everything on there.
He's got a shocking patient.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing we have. This guy, bad debtor, you know, never pays. don't ever send them reminders to come back to the store. But we have that, so I guess it's a marketing tool as well, like, because you do draw people in with that sort of approach, so you can check who they're related to and so on, who referred them here, and then based off that you can like get a conversation going, because otherwise every conversation with each person is going to be how's your day been, you know.
It's good, bro, how's your day,
which is good. I mean, it's stock standard. Yeah, because you see them once a year or so, right? So it's very hard to remember everyone in each family you see.
I think the idea is that even though something, like, you still want to ask them how they are and whatever, but the concept is that that's general and you're going to ask that to every single person. Whereas if you're asking something specific about me, everyone's, like, you sort of feel like, oh, this guy's talking to me specifically.
You don't want to be caught off guard either.
Yeah.
It turns out they know more about
it. Yeah.
They remember talking to you last year.
Well, they would, but, like, that's...
You don't remember, you know.
Because you get through more patients, for example. You see more people and things like that.
Yeah, it's only fair. Sometimes, like, I get people like, oh, do you remember me? I'm like, yeah, but remind me. or you'd be like, oh, I'll just be like, no, sorry, like, come on, I see several, in a week, see several hundred people.
Yeah. Like, you know when I do that, when someone calls me, or if I see someone, I exchange numbers, and they call, but I don't save their number.
Yeah.
And then they call me, like, a few months later, and I'm trying to pick up their voice, I'm trying to figure out who's this guy. And I'm like, yeah, I remember we spoke, and what was it, what you were after? I'm trying to get something. And then he says the name. He goes, by the way, it's this. I go, yeah, I know. I got your number saved. Don't
worry about that. Yeah, you spinner.
You go through so many numbers in a day.
That's the thing. Like, you just forget, bro.
I save them automatically. I'm like, small option literally next to everyone's name.
Yeah.
Something.
What do you got next to my name, bro? Tell me.
I want to let you. I'll probably change it.
You know, I've still got that picture of that, like, what's it called? That Megamind, that massive head.
Oh, my God.
I've still got that. It comes up when he calls,
No, not the beanie.
No, not the beanie.
The cartoon character.
Oh, the actual
Megamind.
Yeah. I still got Jimmy Neutron for this guy.
Got a blast. Got a blast.
Yeah, with this chapter, I think it comes back to one of the previous chapters that we spoke about, where I think it was something along the lines of making everyone in the room feel like the most person in the room. Mm. Something along those lines. I think it's the same concept or stems from the same roots.
For me, what I remembered about this chapter was that, and I really recently started implementing it, was when Ahmed was saying last time about making, I think we always talking back to work, but that's probably what we're most engaged in nowadays at our age in our life. No, but 5 days a week, if you show that.
This guy's living life, bro.
If you show that the other person that, like, what you're doing is in their best interest, they start to trust you more, and the relationship becomes a lot more smoother, and it's not just, all right, service, pay up, you know? It's not just like that. So, like, if you show them, for example, I had one, like, this week where clients were a bit tight on money. They don't want us to come out many, many times. So they called me up and I came out the first time. And I'm like, listen, you don't really need me here. I'll help you out for 5 minutes and that's it. No one knows I was here, you know. I've helped you out and that's it. And we'll save the payment for the next visit. So instead of paying for two visits, you pay for one.
Yeah.
He was over the moon, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, for example, the next job, he'll probably give it to us as well because he saw me being honest. Not that I'm chasing, I don't care, but just out of his own goodwill was just, you know, trying to help him out.
Did he slip you a 50?
And inshallah, it goes back around.
Did he slip you a cash 50?
No, he didn't.
Come on. No, I see you got some new perfume on, man.
No, that's because if you read the chapters later on, I sprayed a lot of perfume.
Oh, okay. No, it works. You're right. 100% you're right. I think later he also says, in terms of just dealing with people that you know a bit more personally, show them kind words and affection as well. There's nothing like, and I took from that, like, there's nothing to be ashamed about or to find distasteful in expressing your mahabba towards anyone, right? Like, you can, like, I can just go to Mazen and be like, Mazen, bro, I love you. And I shouldn't be ashamed to say that.
Hey, should I blow that Mazen for you?
Huh?
Should I delay it? Yeah, the button?
Yes. No, bro. 5 seconds up, no. Mazen, are you leaving me on red, bro?
Oh, am I supposed to do it? Sorry, bro. It's
supposed to say I love you too.
Oh, was I? Sorry, my bad. it's not the easiest thing to come out, bro, honestly. Maybe if you said it, but yeah.
Crickets, bro. Come on.
I think what I'm saying as well, even when if you're criticizing someone, like, it's easier when you're saying something good. But even if you want to criticize someone or pull them up on something.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make you laugh. Abdul, I don't think you're plugged in. No, I swear. Because your voice is very faint. Nah. Jump on his mic for a bit and I'll get the
what?
Boys. Share the mic for a bit.
No, just jump in. Plug it in.
Oh. It is plugged in.
Nah, it's not coming up here.
Can you hear me? I'll put you on. Oh, you don't have headphones.
Nah, man, you're not on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, heaps louder. Because I got the earphones in, I'm telling you, headphones. Hello, we'll get them to fix it up later, but yeah, use Mazen's voice for now.
I'll take his mic. Alright, Mazen's out of service. Take your mic.
What were you saying?
Lost my train of thought. Yeah, I was saying even, you know, when you're criticizing someone or you want to pull them up on something, it doesn't hurt to, even in those moments, you know, use the right words for that criticism. Just they're more likely to accept it, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. A kind word goes a long way. That's ultimately it. And you can never, I guess, repeat it enough as well. Because it'd be nice. It's reassuring to always repeat a kind word.
He's coming now. It's all good, inshallah.
Are we getting tech support?
Yeah.
I know.
Monthly tech support, bro.
Monthly.
Yes. I haven't done anything wrong, bro. I haven't pressed anything.
Tech support. Tech support in the cockpit. Tech support.
In the cockpit.
Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think from me, if you're going to go from the title of the chapter, I meant the title of the book, right? The idea is, you know, enjoy your life is what he's saying. Yeah. Each of these points, again, if we go back to that, the purpose of all of these chapters is what are different ways that you can be improving your life, making things better. And from this, at least what I'll take is that when you're showing these kind of gestures, like what Ahmed was saying, you shouldn't be looked down upon. That's one thing. The other thing is, on that point, a lot of people, I think they assume it's a sign of weakness, right? To be kind to others, to be loving and whatever. But instead, the return on investment, really the investment, but you being nice and the return is what you get back, ends up going a long way in terms of how people view you, how people interact with you, and then ultimately helping you enjoy your life better, right? So I feel like it ties in to each of these points. I guess, like, I try and look back and see how it ties into
who's going to better your life. So that's what you're saying.
It's a good point to be doing that and reflecting over the title of the book, which is so simple.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree with you more, Mazen, on that note. And even the Sheikh, like, how we're saying it, if you read, did you guys read the story of how he went to Umrah?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was such a smart
thing. Yeah, a smart thing. Wait, go explain it.
Well, the Sheikh explained that he went to Umrah, and while he was doing Tawaf and Sa'i, he made the dua, a general dua for all the Muslims.
Mm.
And then he sent a message to everyone in his contact list saying, Salaam alaikum, my dear brother, or whatever it may be. Just know that I'm thinking of you, and I just finished my Umrah, and I was making dua for you. And then he got flooded with messages of people saying, oh, Jazakumullah khairan, I can't believe, you know, you're thinking of me. Like, you know, you've got, this is a sheikh, he's probably got hundreds and hundreds of contacts. And for someone to think, wow, this sheikh is actually thinking of me, is like a big thing. So, and technically he did make dua for each and every one of them, right? And making dua for all of the Muslims, right? Assuming all the contacts there were Muslims, right? Then he did make dua for all of them. So
if you guys want to know how to do that, you just got a broadcast list on WhatsApp. Well, you should be deleting WhatsApp anyway.
Take me off that, mate. Take me off those broadcasts.
Yeah.
But
this guy's growth hacking his life.
It is, but it's smart, and it's a truthful thing that he done. What?
We loving it, bro.
I like that comment. That's funny.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
And as a result, he warmed everyone in his contact list up.
That's right.
It goes back to the spam aid messages, eh?
I try to guess who that guy is. I'm like, oh, I seen his message last year. You got like a person with no number. Every aid messages me. I'm like,
no, but see, you don't feel...
You're sincerely, and it's the wrong brother's name.
Right, I'll tell you what the funniest thing was. I'll say the joke because it was hilarious and my mum was cracking up about it at the time. But she received the message from someone, and it was like those, you know, the pictures that have the whatever. I don't know, those images.
They put millions of emojis to make
it. And it says Eid Mubarak, right? But the person that sent it to her actually put down the bottom from the something family.
Yeah.
Now, my mum doesn't know how to make these photos and whatever, so she doesn't know. She copied it and she sent it to her whole contact list. It was the funniest thing. She goes, oh, look at this. I learned how to send the thing on WhatsApp. I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, you see what he says here? She's like, no way, did I send it to everyone? How do I delete it? I go, it's WhatsApp. Mum, it's not coming back. It's too late.
That was probably before you could delete messages as well. Like.
Oh, man, that was... Yeah, no, you could delete it, but if they've seen it, you can't. It's too late.
There's that one message that always goes around that's a troll. It says, Eid Mubarak from your true friend. And then Eid Mubarak 2017 or something. It's like I got the wrong year. And it's made so that you can see that it's the...
Yours truly, your friend Mustafa. And it comes from like Ahmed or
something. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it says forwarded on there.
Yeah. But like, you don't feel... The difference with that and what the Sheikh done is, that's a very like a... It's a celebration, right? That everyone's going to be sending messages. Mm. It's not something like, oh, well, randomly out of the blue, someone messaged me saying they're making dua for me. You know what I mean?
It was like, I think last month, you were saying, I don't know if these boys heard, or a month before, we were saying your dad contacted everyone that's their kids finished the HSC and congratulated them, like a specific event for them.
Yeah. I took from that what I do as well now sometimes, not all the time, I try to do it, is say I'm on a long drive, right now the car that I have has a shocking CD player. So I can't really listen to anything. Radio, who listens to radio these days?
Mm.
So I'll just call.
We're on radio now.
People listen to the Wi-Fi radio.
This is the Wi-Fi radio.
Top 10 moments of Who listens to the car radio?
Who listens to FM and AM? You know,
a lot of the you know, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, exactly right.
What do you mean? My car radio is on 107.9 whole year, just waiting for the Ramadan.
He just sits there. Is that lonely guy in the car just waiting for it?
So what I do is like every drive, got a 20-minute drive, half an hour drive to work, just call two people, like random people that on my contact list that I haven't spoken to in a while, and just literally catch up quickly.
How far down am I on that queue? It's been a while, bro.
I'm always talking to you. What are you on about? I freaking talk to you too much at this point.
Karush, you're far away.
No, he's not even saved. He saved as iMazin.
Oh, okay, that's cute.
Yeah, because of his Apple thing. He saved himself as that name.
What? Get out of here, bro.
I see you did.
I thought did not.
I see you. No matter.
Nah. I wouldn't know that, bro. That's embarrassing.
Matahlet, bro. Anyway. I'll give you the date.
Yeah, it probably says contact created. Are we summarizing this chapter? Or is this anyone
on the topic of names, on to the next one.
Yeah, remembering people's names.
That was a good segue.
Right. No, Mazza needs to do the summary in his voice.
You've forgotten. All right, so just to summarize this chapter, the Sheikh has said, you are not alone. Display your emotions. Be frank. I love you. I was delighted to see you. You are precious to me.
Aww. Thanks.
That was to you to reply back to the other comment.
Yeah, thanks. Right. What's the next chapter?
Next one, we're on to Remember Names.
Remember Names.
Oh, bro, you know, honestly, this is the worst. I suck
yeah,
at this.
Yeah, your bad wallah. Names, huh?
I'm full bad. Wallah, subhanAllah. I'll shake hands. I'll be like, Assalamu alaikum, what's your name? Ahmed, Mazen, leave. What was his name again? Wallah, I'll forget it in an instant.
You don't pay attention.
I don't actually pay attention, I'll be honest. And then I wait until either someone else says it in the conversation.
Oh, you're bad.
Or like, yeah, man. Or I'll just never say the name again.
Just ask him for the email address. That looks...
I wanted to contact
smart.
You. I wanted to contact you, but... And then he's got like badboy98
hotmail.com or so.
Sorry, bad, what were you up to? Like, oh, yes, bad. Bad, man.
Is that your email, Mazen?
No, it's not much. 97.
Badboy97.
Well, I'm in the same boat with Mazen. I don't know about you guys.
What, you're badboy?
Bad
I'm badboy99.
Bad, bro.
In the sense that I'm bad with names. I don't know if you guys are too. Are you guys?
I feel like I had names.
Look, if I see him, I see him a couple times, I'll be alright. I'm good with faces. Mm. I'm not that good with names. I'm okay. I'm not that bad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the example the Sheikh gave where he says in the Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, for example, is referring to a prophet, he referred to Nuh alayhi salam, you know, by the name, for example, to show that, I guess, the importance of that person, just as an example. I kind of like that analogy. I don't know what you guys thought.
Yeah.
But,
it is, because if you refer to, how are you, brother?
Shows that they're important to you.
How are you, man? Yeah. You know? They're not dumb, right? They sort of know that you don't remember their name or whatever it may be, right? So then if you actually refer to them by their first name, of course they're going to feel better.
Yeah.
For sure. And it is a show of respect, so to speak. Why are you laughing?
Because I just remembered, there's a guy at Reesby, he always used to call me Aziz.
you just let it go.
No, he didn't.
Burn man, I taught him. My name's not Aziz Adnan.
He's
like, no. He's like, I just say it to everyone as a nice word. And everyone was just laughing at me.
Oh, yeah, Aziz, like, all precious. Sort of
Yeah. He's called me a thing. Like, as if, you know how we say Ammo?
Yeah,
Aziz. Yeah, Aziz.
You can get away with calling, like, everyone Abdullah or something. Or Abdurrahman,
Ammo.
No, anyone. You can call anyone like Abdullah. And they're like, my name's not Abdullah. No, but it's Abdullah, you know? So, well, yeah. I've had someone that does that.
How about if his name is Steve?
What are you referring to, mate?
You were going to mention something about a Steve.
Yeah, so I have this guy at work. Like you said, we were talking about work. His name... Well, yeah, his name is Steve.
I was waiting for a plot twist.
His name is Steve.
Okay, it was Steven.
No. I see him from year to year. And then I just remembered him when I was reading this text. He came the other day to make an order. I'm like, oh, how are you, Steve? Literally, he comes in end of year just to make an order. And then, how are you, Steve? He's like, oh, I'm good. Like, how do you remember my name? I'm like, you're just a nice guy. We remember the nice guys or remember the rude guys. So you're either rude and a prick and we remember you, or you're very nice and we remember you. So then he went to my boss when he was getting tested, because I didn't test his eyes. The other optometrist tested his eyes. And he's like, I want to hire him. He does construction. He's a construction. He's like, my boss is like, what do you mean? He's like, it's just nice that I barely see this person and he remembered my name. So he had a lasting impression. Then my boss was super happy with me as well. I'm still waiting for the pay rise. But are you listening, bro? Are you listening, boss?
If he wants to hire anyone, tell him. You got Abdul here and me in construction.
Who, that guy?
Yeah.
Apparently he's got a big company as well.
Remember his name and you'll be right.
Yeah, I'll give you his contact details. I got it all on the file.
He just kept it in case I needed it at some point.
No, I remember him. He's a
Hey, bro, I tested your eyes. Can you build my house, man?
Okay, boss, remember you wanted to hire me? Can I skip the interview stage and let's just get straight into it?
Oh, man. I do that at work. I actually do that at work. I speak to people. I'm like, oh, what do you do for fun? Like hunting. I'm like, oh, do you have any hunting properties that I can hunt on?
This guy's bad, man. But on your point, that was like, for example, one guy who you remembered his name and he went a long way. I think, again, another point that we've made so many times very often is that I guess when you're doing these things, you're not expecting that it's going to impact every single person. But if it impacts at least one person, then you've made a significant difference. Essentially, like with you, for example, you're not going to expect every person whose name you remember to come up and be like, oh, you know, I was very touched by that or I appreciate it. But the idea is that if you do it enough, you will impact enough people. It might make a difference to a certain number of people, right? But if you only do it to three people,
less likely.
Right, you know. So the idea is, if you make that part of any of these things, if you make them part of your actual character, part of your traits, then you're impacting people in different ways, whether it's this with that one or with the other one, for example, let's say with your mother, with your wife, with your friend, whatever it is. Each of these is making a different impact on your life. Again, once you do multiple, I guess the idea is you're increasing the chances.
I like that point, because you're not going to win $1 million with one comment. That's right. It's a consistency thing. It's a very good point.
Anything to add on them before Mazen wraps it up on that one?
Nah.
So the Sheikh said, in short, show me that you have concern for me by remembering my name and refer to me by it, and I surely would love you. I would surely love you. Yeah.
So, what's the next one?
Next one, we get started with be observant and complimentary.
Wow, all I had was notice things.
That's the be observant part.
You got the second hand book.
No, bro.
Wasn't yours the more advanced, I think?
Yeah, it's more advanced, new edition.
More advanced.
I've been staying quiet when you are my like chapter names. Overpowers yours, but this one's right, fine.
So start us off, Adnan. Abdul, one of you.
Tell us, Adnan. I think you can link this one very well with the remembering names one as well. Because part of being observant is remembering people's names.
Yeah.
But then if you expand that topic, I guess.
If you forget their name and you remember something that they did, they'll realize that you still remember them and don't only forget their name.
No, it's like a similar, I guess same tree, right?
Like you're the guy that hit my car.
What do you mean?
Like if I see someone, he's like, do you remember me? No, I don't remember your name, but I remember you, like you were the guy that hit my car. That's it.
Has that actually happened to you?
No, not yet.
How is that? Because you still remember them. That actually happened to me. I was with
a friend. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a bad thing. I was actually with a friend, and then we got to know a couple of brothers. Like sell him to them and stuff. Ask Nate, what's your name, bro? Wallah. The first thing he said to my friend, he goes, remember that? He goes, remember once you hit my car and you didn't pay me for it?
What a bad thing. You didn't pay me for it.
I was like, bro, is this guy serious?
He's like, I'm just going to leave, bro.
I was like, is this guy serious? The first time you see someone again, that's the first thing you mention.
He left bro, Hamal. Hamal, bro. He's probably owes him some money.
It wasn't even the right bloke.
Oh, was it? Not observant enough, that one. Snap. Did he end up paying him anyways?
Oh, no. I gotta follow up on that
one. That punch on, what happened, man?
I gotta follow up on that one. But yeah, I guess same tree. Like when you can be observant across a number of facets, I guess. You know, whether it's remembering someone's name, the quality of them.
It's gotta be good, right? Did. But yeah. Like that distasteful, you know, impression of that guy, right? Because it was like, what the hell, this guy, first time he sees a guy in a long time, and he's like, you hit my car, give me my money.
Yeah, literally.
Which technically is not wrong.
It's still burning in his heart from that.
Yeah, you got to be observant in the right things, right? So
yeah, it's like when you go to a restaurant and your mate's wearing his tiab al-Eid and you tell him like, oh, like nice tiab al-Eid.
But that was like Ahmed the other time.
You're running a muck on someone.
Nah, see, he knew what he's talking about.
What he's on about?
When he went out to dinner and you were like, you're dressed up.
Well, Ahmed was dressed up.
Yeah, we noticed it.
It was just out of nowhere.
It made him happy.
Yeah. He goes, bro, I wear this normally. Bro, serious? He was in chinos, like a new shirt.
No, it wasn't, bro. Yeah.
And his shoes were white.
Do you know how we knew it was new? His shirt still had the crease in it, unfolding it, bro.
Hey, did he you know what Ahmed does? He tucks in the tag, so he returns it later. Did he have a tag?
That's observant right there. Oop. What's it called? But, one, I got to now defend myself. I do wear that stuff all the time. Just not with you guys. You guys are like the boys. Like I don't need to dress up when
Sorry,
we go bro, for
just
food.
Just say we're not
if
worth
you
it.
If you finish, I can stop dumping it.
No. Oh, you guys are snakes.
No, but notice things because he made Ahmed's day.
No, it didn't.
It did.
All right, yalla. Wow,
you've seen afterwards.
It came straight from my house visit.
I'm so happy you guys noticed me. Oh man, I should do it more often.
Why do I do this podcast?
Where were you that day, be honest?
We went breakfast.
No, but where were you going that day?
Good question, bro. If I could remember, I would tell you. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, honestly. And you know how bad my memory is.
Your dad woke you up and he made you switch out an egg.
No, he didn't. I wish he didn't. My dad was fasting today. Alhamdulillah.
Not rewarding for his fasting.
But yeah, I think a good point that the Sheikh brings up in the book. like it's very easy to give a negative comment. I feel like naturally for humans, for us, it's very easy to give a negative comment to someone. Yeah, you can think of a million negative things to comment about someone before you can even think of half a compliment. You know what I mean? So when you do go out of your way to compliment someone for even like a small action, you know, you see, like he said, the father that was treating his son in a good manner, for example, or you know, you see someone feeding a dog or feeding a cat, doing a good action, just giving them that little compliment can, you know, boost their morale times a million.
For sure.
Oh, it's like a little kid, like, oh, how do you do it? How do you say it in a nice way? Like if you, not a thing, like you trick a little kid, like a young child, and he's doing something, like, for example, he's packing up the toys, like, wow, you're so fast. He gets so happy and he'll pack up the whole house, it, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You trick a little kid.
He said, hey, man, you massage, I heard you do good massages, and he just massages you for the next half an hour.
Where the kid gets excited.
That's my favorite thing to do. I said,
yeah.
Hey, bro. You guys want to have a massage competition?
And then I'll be like, bro, you can't only massage Ahmed, bro. I get a test as well. You're going to have two judges.
I don't think that ties in. That's called deception, right?
Yeah,
there, bro.
That's in a few chapters. But I think to Abdul's point, it is a lot more easy for people. It's a lot easier for people to comment on the negatives than, like when I was saying before, it's looked down upon, I guess, and seen as a weakness to be kind. And nice to other people, as opposed to, you know, subhanAllah, you'll notice people, a lot of the conversations that are like people engage in, whether it's gossip or when they catch up, it ends up being talking about someone else because, you know, that's just the nature of things is people bond, subhanAllah, over their hatred of other people or over their...
That sounds like, so bad.
It actually is. But like, yeah. That's really what ends up happening. It's like if I hate the same guy that this guy hates, then this guy's going to like me, right? Instead of, like, it's just really how it works, subhanAllah. But on the contrary, what we should be doing is giving out those nice compliments, being kind to other people and talking about other people in a good way, right? But I guess I was trying to extend on your point, Abdul, that's probably what we should be aiming to do.
One thing I took from this message, from this chapter, was being complimentary, in terms of being complimentary. I think the Sheikh mentioned something about when someone does something nice for you, it goes a long way to thank them, right? And I was thinking, I reflected back onto something that happened in my life. Like, whenever I have a big gathering over, or the boys come over and we do a barbecue, there's always a few people that, after the night ends, they'll go home and they'll message you, be like, oh, Jazakallah khairan for the food today, bro. May Allah reward you, your mom, your dad, everyone that helped. And then those guys leave a lasting impression on you. You're like, That makes it so much worth the whole day of you know, working hard and getting the food ready and then cooking it, and you're not sitting with the boys and kicking back, you're serving them.
It's that tiny bit of appreciation.
Yeah, that tiny bit of appreciation makes it so much more worth it. There's only a fair few people that actually go that extra mile, so to speak, to do that as well. So it is, compliments do go a long way. Most definitely, they keep people motivated, that's for sure.
I think a good point to add is, all as a person, you shouldn't always be seeking the compliments.
Yeah, that's
the wrong thing to do. Actually,
but you can't do that. You can't follow through I said that.
It's not directly linked to your point, but like, it's very easy to get sidetracked and lose your intention because everything you're doing now is compliment, prize, whatever. Do you know what I mean? That becomes your goal. It's no longer doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, which I think is a good kind of side note to add to that is, you know, if you're giving a service, for example, keep your intentions pure. And if you're, you know, benefiting from someone, from a brother, then, you know, always, you know, reach out with gratitude and thanks, etc.
Yeah. The hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and maybe I'm paraphrasing, man lam yashkur an-nas, la yashkur Allah. Lam yashkur Allah. Whoever doesn't thank the people, doesn't thank Allah. And double check the wording of that. But ultimately, being grateful to people is also a part or a portion of being subservient to Allah.
Yeah. But on your point, Abdul, but I guess when you're reading these chapters, the idea shouldn't be, how are other people going to implement these traits towards me?
Correct.
Like you said, yeah, that's right. You shouldn't be searching out the compliment. The idea is here, how can you be giving other people compliments, right? How could you be adding those things to other people's lives?
That's right.
Wrap us up on that chapter, Mazen.
All right, let's go to the end of that one. He says, an acknowledgement, no matter how successful one becomes, he would irrevocably remain human and dance to the words of praise. So essentially saying that everyone appreciates those compliments, so just make sure you give them to it, no matter how successful a person is. And that takes us on to our next chapter, only pass comment on what is good. That's pretty much exactly what Abdul is speaking about, in terms of other people commenting on what's negative, right? He's saying only pass comment on what is good. Who's going to hit us up with that chapter?
I think it's very easily summed up.
Yep.
With a age-old tradition or hadith, like I said, paraphrase, if you speak good or keep silent, that's ultimately it. So if you're going to pass comment or say mention anything, best believe it better be good. Otherwise, it's good, pretty much. Like, just stay quiet.
Yeah.
No one needs to hear it. Unless the only instance where I would say otherwise is if you're giving nasiha or a criticism for and it needs to be in a private location or gathering or interaction.
There's actually like adab to giving nasiha. Like, there's actual ways to do that. So in the sense, that's a totally different point in that case. If you're going to do that, there is a way to do it. But as normal comments, passing negative comments and just...
It's not on.
Mm. Yeah.
And just to add to that, whenever you conceal someone's, you know, faults, for example, in the dunya, we all know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals your faults in the akhirah.
Yeah.
And then you've been quiet.
I was thinking, as well as that, like, for example, it's also a mood killer. Let's say you're in an environment where people are talking, let's say, better once someone, and then like they wait for your response, and if you don't entertain that thought, you just stay quiet, even though you're not telling them evidently stop. It also kills that mood setting, and it just dies down on it. So it's also, I think, not, I wouldn't say it works, but it's also beneficial in that regard, so that if you were to stay quiet and avoid commenting bad, everyone starts noticing and will just basically remember and saying,
yeah,
you know.
I think it's just thinking about what you're benefiting. Like, what are you doing by making those comments? Is it going to... The idea is, if we look at the previous chapters, he's saying give compliments or show people your care and whatever. All of these positive actions, they're all in the affirmative. The idea of that is to get better. And if you think about doing the contrary to that, saying negative comments, like, that's not really the purpose or your aim here. It's not what you're aiming to do. You're trying to better yourself, and instead you're sort of... Really, you're not embarrassing anyone but yourself at the end of the day. I don't think a lot of people realize that, because generally they're in gatherings where it's entertained or people are actually talking about that. But it doesn't benefit you, I guess. And in what you're saying, you've got to think about whether this, what I'm about to say, or even an action, is it going to benefit the people around me and myself ultimately, or is it going to set me backwards?
That's
all
summed up.
You know, the sheikh says, if someone's clothes are old or their car's air conditioning isn't working, don't bring that up and make them feel bad about something that they can't change. You know, like, everyone's situation is different. I thought on my behalf, like, I remember someone was driving like a same car as mine, but I didn't realize it, because an 01 Corolla is old. You know, I was driving, pulled down a window to him, and I looked at him like, bro, nice car. And the guy was like over the moon. He's like, what the heck, like, my car. He's like, bro, I'm driving an ugly car. I'm like, no, bro, look at my car.
Was it a sarcastic nice like, car?
No, while I was being serious, I love
anyone who drives Corolla. A Corolla is a legend.
Yeah, bro, 01 Corolla, white one. Hectic.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, peace, and the guy got so actually happy. At the start, he was like, what the heck? And he looked at mine and was thinking.
But it actually reminded me, bro, there was a... You know, back when I was like, you know, lining up the iPhones and trying to get them first and stuff. It's funny time.
Throwback.
Nah, it was. No, but honestly, but anyway, so the thing is...
What we lined up with him?
What happened? Anyway, but onto a point there, what happened was, I remember seeing someone walk out of the store at that time, and they had this phone that they were really excited about it. It seemed like it was someone that hadn't had that, like, for example, like, I bought them coming for the purpose of, you know, my work and whatever, but then this person seemed like they hadn't had a phone in
years.
Like, the phone that they were upgrading was crazy, and this bystander or whatever was walking past, and I saw that they started a conversation, and the guy was like, oh, seriously, you bought that? Oh, you could have gotten it cheaper at this place and whatever, or another place. I don't know.
That's the worst.
But, see, everyone knows it straight away.
And I was like, you know, in my head, the thing is, the lady regardless of the situation. You don't know if she can return it or not. You don't know if she's stuck with the situation, whatever it is. And then now you're telling him, oh,
but
you
still, like, she's like, in like a high, you know what I mean? She's, you know, she's like, enjoying herself in that moment.
Regardless, you know. And I've seen it happen in so many cases. I'll go over to someone's house. Oh, check out this new thing I bought. Oh, wallah, bro, I saw it on Gumtree for this much. You should have gotten off Kogan.com, bro. Well, you should have told me. I would have.
It's always it's the like first just, comment, eh?
You know, like, instead of Mabruk, Allahumma Barak, it's beautiful, you know.
Yeah. Look, sometimes it's from a good place.
You're trying to defend because you're the top.
Yeah, no, he's defending himself.
No, because I hate that. I hate it. It's like, fire out, bro. Why didn't you tell me earlier? Like, I just went and spent extra whatever. But generally, they're coming from a good place, those people. Right? They're trying to serve.
I think it depends, bro. It depends.
Depends on the person.
Depends on the
person. What are they trying to do? They're trying to save you money by selling you should have bought it from here.
In hindsight, when you can't return something.
Yeah, but they're not thinking that. Like, they're not thinking that. That's the issue, right?
That comes to husnul dhan,
right? Some people just like to comment.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes. If you just play
ignorance is bliss, that's right.
And just say, make them happy, and they say, no, mabruk, I'm like, khalas.
But I'm telling you, they don't realize that's what they're doing in essence. They're going to...
Yeah, but that's what Maz is doing, is pointing it out.
They don't realize until it's done to them.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's why we all show our new shit.
But it comes from a good point.
Yeah, of course.
We're not judging the intention of the base point, but he's just trying to point the
don't do
that
it.
Action out.
Yeah, don't do it.
For sure. Again, the comments. Like, if it's going to be a comment, make it a good one.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Me and my brother went and bought something, and the guys, we bought it at an auction, and the guys, like, we were asking him, like, what was the estimated price that it was going to sell for? He's like, don't worry, man. You don't want to know.
What, too high?
No, too low.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, let's say he saved us the grief.
Yeah, that's it.
Fine. To go over to the point where it's not like that, you get people where you tell them, for example, you did a construction job, right? And then they tell you how much you charge. Oh, bro, you got ripped off.
And the tiles are already tiled on the ground.
Like, I don't know what good place that's coming from, but it's like, if you could have done it for me for cheaper, you should have mentioned that a long time ago.
The roof's already up, bro. Well, they could have done it cheaper.
Yeah, but that's another.
Wrap us up. So what's for next month, Adnan? What are we reading? Unless you boys have anything else to add.
No, I'll just wrap this one up. It says, a problem, if you were ever forced to comment on something bad, such as dirt on a garment or a bad odor, then do so tactfully. Be clever and kind while doing so.
Mm.
Yeah, like you said, there's etiquette too.
Well, it's not about what you're saying at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's about using the right words that the person will receive it.
Right time and place.
Right way, exactly.
Yeah. Really, the way you do it is what sort of brings out the intention. Like, if you're the type that's going to go later and talk to a person, then essentially it's coming from a good place, right? It's not going to be coming from a good place, but I want to go tell him later just to put it on him, right? It's usually those impulse comments, I guess.
What's next?
Tell us, Adnan.
Mind your own business.
Yeah. And after that,
that's what the chapter scored.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. I could tell by that smirk on your face. He's been thinking of that one for the last month.
No, because it answers what we were just saying. We were just, if someone says they bought something, don't worry about the price or whatever it is, and just congratulate them on that or whatever it is. Doesn't necessarily need to be buying something.
In matters that concern you, right? Yeah.
You know, it's like when I got my glasses from my sister and Ahmed started bagging me. I was like, why did you buy glasses off your sister? I could have got it for you cheaper.
Nah, that's definitely not coming from a good place, and we know that anyway. So.
That's a marketing staff on that one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm at a loss when this guy comes to me. I'm at a loss when he comes to me. Yeah. What do you want to
do? My sister got me the glasses, bro.
Go do whatever you... Tell us what's written notes next, this guy.
It said, mind your own business, bro.
What and else?
Then, yeah. Okay, it was mind your own... then next couple chapters... I don't know what your topics are. I've got a similar two in your books. Mind your own business, how to deal with nosy people.
Yep.
Don't criticize others, don't talk down to others, and hold the stick from the middle.
Pretty much.
So we're going to finish at hold the stick from the middle?
Yeah, including that.
Hold a stick from the middle.
Yeah.
I'm keen to find out what that one's about.
Yeah, it's those ambiguous chapter headings that make you be more interested, huh?
Hold the stick from the middle.
There was one before it.
What was
how to deal with nosy people?
No, one before it.
I'm telling you now, imagine, hold the stick from the middle. Tutorial. It's going to be related to keeping even keel at all times.
Even what?
Even keel.
So, oh, yeah.
What?
Okay.
Being a balanced path, yeah, balanced. Right? Yeah.
Did you say balanced?
It's between me and Mazin.
I got it.
Mind your own business. Chapter 30.
There's a head start, bro.
You got me there, bro. I gotta give it to you.
Boys, I think that was a good re-entry into the four.
A bit rusty, boys, but
yeah,
we
ring rust.
We're getting back into it.
I think, wait, one sec, point. Did you stop it?
Have
you
stopped it? No, keep going.
I just remembered, I was thinking about it the other day. There's like, is it about 3 months left until Ramadan? Like, we're actually getting really close. I thought about it yesterday. Is it less than that? I don't know, probably.
April.
Yeah. So we're very close. And I think, remember the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they used to, in the 6 months before Ramadan, they used to prep for the next Ramadan. And the 6 months after that, they were still...
asking for acceptance.
That's right, asking for acceptance for the previous Ramadan. So we're getting very close. We're pretty much halfway through that 6 months. And we're getting very close. So we've got to keep that in mind. And you can't really start Ramadan on the day of Ramadan. You've got to start it from now. You really should have started it a while ago, inshallah.
But now, say the exact same thing. Khalas, don't worry.
What?
Point jumped over my head. But drop some good points, because as you were just saying now, it's good to start and get into the routine. You shouldn't be jumping into something on a deep end.
So are you saying to give points now?
Yeah, as in you give us 2 to 3 points of what we should be doing now.
I always remember, subhanAllah, like every time we end up talking on our podcast, you have this huge list.
And
I'm like, bro, I should have written a list beforehand.
I'll go through just a couple things, and then if you boys want to add, I think the number one thing in my opinion would be, or two things, I guess. But the first one is, it's the month of the Quran. So to get yourself prepped, if you're rusty with the Quran and if it's still got dust on it, if you haven't picked it up in a while, you can start. Perfect time to start getting back into it and reading and getting familiar with the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other thing is, it's also the month of fasting. So start fasting Mondays and Thursdays if you don't already, the middle 3 days of the month. You know, start fasting days, get yourself prepped for that. Those are the 2 points. I'll leave for someone else to add other points. Anything else?
I'm all good, man.
Abdul?
Barakallahu fiik.
I guess that's...
And what, from just off the top of my head, is being consistent. From the start, even if it's small, I will help prevent you from, for example, having the later part of Ramadan where everyone starts burning out. You know, it's a big preventer of burning out if you just little and keep it consistent. Once you're in that routine, it's a habit, and it's like, all right, at this time of the day, you remember.
You gotta plan for it. If there are things you want to change, obviously start changing them from now. But if there are things that you want to do in Ramadan, start planning it from now. Make your list of things you want to do. If you don't pray your sunnah prayers and you want to do that, like that's something you want to add, start that. If you don't do your adhkar after prayers, after each prayer, I think Ahmed reminded me recently about adhkar al-sabah and adhkar al-masa. Those are important. Reading Ayatul Kursi after every prayer. There's like little acts that are actually very big on the scales in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's, yeah.
JazakAllah khairan, mazen.
This is episode 8, bro.
8. It's not bad.
Yeah, I know, but it just... So, like,
yeah, because we started right after Ramadan, so it's about 3 months left. That's 11 episodes.
That's right.
No, it's just amazing that just something so small, you keep it consistent, and just the numbers start piling up, and you don't realize.
SubhanAllah.
Soon we're going to have a whole podcast. Best podcast in the world. Hada wallahu alam. We'll see you guys next month, but then now, probably the last Thursday of February. Barakallahu feekum for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.